In this session, we shall take a look at agricultural property relief, or APR. APR works in a very similar way to BPR. Agricultural property relief reduces the value transferred when assets such as farmland and farm buildings are gifted either during lifetime or on death. As you will see from the screen, as is the case with BPR, agricultural property relief is given before any available annual exemptions. As is also the case with BPR, agricultural property relief is either available at a rate of 50 or 100%. If an individual dies and his estate includes agricultural property, APR is also given as a deduction when calculating death tax. Once again, the relief is automatic and no formal claim is required. Let us move on to define agricultural property for inheritance tax purposes. Agricultural property means either agricultural land or buildings used for the purposes of farming and situated either in the UK, the Channel Islands, the Isle of Man, or an EEA state. Agricultural property relief is primarily available in two situations. APR is available to a farmer who owns the land and buildings and uses these assets in his own business. APR is also available to a landowner who is letting out agricultural land or buildings to a farmer. There is no requirement for the landowner to actually farm the land himself in order to qualify for APR. As we have already mentioned, there are two rates of APR, being 100 and 50%. APR is given as a percentage of the agricultural value of the land. The agricultural value of the land will be different from the market value or development value. As a general rule, land is worth more if it is capable of being developed rather than if its use was restricted to agricultural purposes only. The agricultural value is the value of the land assuming it can only be used for farming purposes, i.e., assuming any development of that land is prohibited by law. For those of you studying this course for examination purposes, the agricultural value of the land will be given to you in the question. In practice, you will need to seek the advice of a local land agent or land valuer. The next step is to decide whether APR is available at the 50% rate or the 100% rate. There is only one instance when APR is given at a rate of 50%. For the 50% rate to apply, the agricultural land must be tenanted. This means that the donor is letting the land to a farmer who is using it for agricultural purposes. Where land is let by a landowner to a farmer, there must be a lease giving the farmer a legal right of occupation. For the 50% rate to apply, this lease must have been signed before the 1st of September 1995. The third condition is that the lease must have at least 2 years left to run at the date that the land is transferred. The legislation tells us that the donor must not be able to take vacant possession of the land within 2 years. If all three of these conditions apply, APR is given at a rate of 50% of the agricultural value. If any of the above conditions do not apply, APR is available at 100%. Therefore, the 100% rate will apply to non-tenanted land, i.e. land which is owned and farmed by the farmer himself. APR will also be available at 100% if there is tenanted land, but the lease is signed on or after the 1st of September 1995. Lastly, APR is given at 100% if, at the date the land is gifted, the lease will come to an end within 2 years. If the owner can take the land with vacant possession within 2 years, APR is given at 100%. To determine which rate of APR applies, it is sensible to remember the one situation when APR is given at 50%. If this does not apply, by elimination, the rate of APR must be 100%. By way of an example, here we have a landowner, we have called him Lord Muck, who owns 25 acres of farmland. Lord Muck lets out the farmland to Farmer Giles on a 30-year lease, which was signed on the 1st of January 1993. In March 2011, Lord Muck gifted the 25 acres of farmland into a discretionary trust. Our requirement is to calculate Lord Muck's transfer of value. The land was worth £500,000 at the date of transfer. This figure is the market value, or the development value, i.e., the amount which Lord Muck could sell the land for to the highest bidder on the open market. As the property transferred is land used for agricultural purposes, the transfer can be reduced by APR.
In this instance, the APR will be the agricultural value of the land multiplied by 50%. The 50% rate applies because the land is tenanted. The lease was signed before September 1995, and at the point of the transfer, i.e. in March 2011, the lease has more than 2 years to run. Here, Farmer Giles's lease will not expire until January 2023.
Assuming the land has an agricultural value of £400,000, the APR is 50% of this, being £200,000. The APR reduces the transfer of value, leaving Lord Muck with a chargeable lifetime transfer, ignoring annual exemptions, of £300,000. There are one or two other points to pick up with regard to APR. As is the case with business property relief, to qualify for APR, the donor must satisfy certain ownership requirements. In the case of transfers of land owned by the farmer himself, the land or buildings must have been owned for 2 years prior to the transfer. In the case of tenanted land, the minimum ownership requirement is extended to 7 years. There are occasional exceptions to the minimum 2 or 7 year rule. As is the case for business property relief, if agricultural land is sold and replaced with new land, the new land will qualify for agricultural property relief provided that the combined period of ownership exceeds 2 out of the last 5 years. In the case of tenanted land, this is extended to 7 out of the last 10 years. The BPR rule, which allows ownership periods to be aggregated where property passes from one spouse to another on death, similarly applies for APR purposes. If a farmer runs a farming business, it is possible that he could receive both APR and BPR on the same transfer. If this is the case, agricultural property relief will be taken in priority to business property relief. A comes before B. By way of an example, let us assume that we have a farmer who gifts his farming business into a discretionary trust. APR will be available at 100% of the agricultural value of the land and buildings. Here we have assumed this to be £500,000. The balance, i.e. the remaining £100,000, can be extinguished by business property relief, because this will constitute the transfer of a business on which 100% BPR is available. Finally, in this session, it is worth mentioning that a controlling shareholder can obtain agricultural property relief on a transfer of shares if the company concerned owns agricultural land and buildings. The APR will be a percentage of the agricultural value of the land owned by the company. This is particularly useful if business property relief would not be available on a transfer of the shares.
You will remember that BPR is only available for transfers of shares in a trading company. Therefore, if the company is not trading, for example, it holds farmland purely for investment purposes in order to yield rental income, BPR will be denied.
By way of an example, here we have a taxpayer called Jethro, who owns all of the shares of a company called Arable Limited. Arable Limited owns 2 plots of land. It owns 1,000 acres of land in Wiltshire, which is let to a horse racing trainer. The company also owns 2,000 acres of land in Somerset, which is let to a local farmer on a long lease. We shall assume that the lease was signed many years ago. Arable Limited is not a trading company, as its income consists wholly of rental income. The land in Wiltshire has a market value of £500,000, whilst the farmland in Somerset is valued at £800,000. This farmland has an agricultural value of £600,000.
In March 2011, Jethro gives his shares in Arable Limited to his daughter when they are worth £1.3 million.
We will consider whether APR is available to reduce this transfer of value. The loss to Jethro's estate as a result of the transfer of shares is £1.3 million. As this is a gift of shares in a company which owns farmland, APR will be available. APR is available at 50% of the agricultural value of the land, which is let to the farmer. APR can only be given in respect of the 2,000 acres of land in Somerset, as this is the only piece of land used for farming purposes. We use the 50% rate because the land is tenanted, the lease was signed before 1995, and has many years to run. The APR is 50% of the agricultural value of the land, which we are told in the question is £600,000. The transfer of shares will therefore qualify for £300,000 worth of APR, giving a transfer value, a PET, of £1,000,000. Note in this example that no BPR will be available as Arable Limited is not a trading company.
In broad terms, a company is trading if its main source of income is chargeable to tax as trading income. This is not the case for Arable Limited.
There is just one practice question to complete this short session on APR.
Rees transferred 25 acres of land to a discretionary trust in February 2011. The land had a market value of £5,000 per acre. So the value transferred for IHT purposes before any reliefs is £125,000. Rees will receive APR as a percentage of the agricultural value. This will reduce his transfer of value for inheritance tax purposes. Rees lets the land out to a farmer, so the land is tenanted. We are told in the question that the lease was signed in 1994. Therefore, we have a pre-September 1995 lease. However, the lease will come to an end on the 30th of November 2011. Therefore, when Rees transfers the land to the trust in February 2011, the lease has less than 2 years to run.
If the donor can obtain vacant possession of the land within 2 years, agricultural property relief will be available at a rate of 100%. The APR is therefore 100% of the agricultural value of the land transferred. We are told in the question that the agricultural value of the land was £4,000 per acre. The total APR available is therefore £100,000, reducing Rees's transfer of value to £25,000. This concludes this session on agricultural property relief.